Icons in Sound, the Beauty of Orthodox Liturgy. This is Marianne Sporsik, and for the next half hour, I will be your host as we explore the beautiful world of Orthodox liturgical chant and sacred music. This program is brought to you with the compliments and best wishes of the Orthodox clergy in the area and ROLL, the Orthodox Layman's League of Connecticut. On the 50th day after Pascha, the Orthodox Church celebrates the Feast of Pentecost, the descent of the Holy Spirit. It is a celebration of beginning, of the birthday of the Church. We begin our program with the stikira of the kneeling Vespers of Pentecost. It is at this service that the faithful kneel in church for the first time since Pascha. The text is truly inspiring. Today the nations have beheld wondrous things in the city of David, when the Holy Spirit descended in fiery tongues, as the divine Luke records. A sound as of mighty rushing wind filled the house where the disciples of Christ were assembled. They began uttering strange doctrines in strange words, strange teachings of the Holy Trinity. This verse will be sung by the male choir of the Moscow Academy of Choral Arts. As the kneeling Vespers continues, the stikiran which begins, O Heavenly King, is sung before the entrance is made. This hymn also begins many other Orthodox gatherings throughout the year. We will hear two selections, a Znamenie chant setting by the Balaam Brotherhood Choir and a setting by Kostalski, sung by the Ural Choir.
Spirit of truth. and feelest all things, treasury of gold is, and giver of life.
As at Paschal Vespers, the Vespers of Pentecost reaches its climax with the singing of the great Prokimenon. The Boston Byzantine Choir will present a chant setting of this Prokimenon.
Who is so great a God as our God?
The Troparion is a theme song and tells the story of the day or celebration. The Pentecost Troparion is as follows. Blessed are you, O Christ our God, who has revealed the fishermen as most wise by sending down upon them the Holy Spirit. Through them you drew the world into your net. O lover of man, glory to you. Here are two settings, the first composed by Kostalski, sung by the Ural Choir, and the second sung by the monks from Zagorsk.
Oh.
The Kontakion, like the Troparion, extends our understanding of the theme of the day. When the Most High came down and confused the tongues, he divided the nations. But when he distributed the tongues of fire, he called all to unity. Therefore, with one voice, we glorify the All-Holy Spirit. This Kontakion will be sung by the Cantus Sacred Music Ensemble. Magnification of Pentecost is a beautiful hymn of praise sung at the Matin service. We magnify you, O Christ, the giver of life, and we honor your all-holy Spirit, whom you sent from your Father upon your divine disciples. Let's listen again to the Cantus Sacred Music Ensemble. Ninth ode of the Pentecost Matins canon commemorating the Theotokos is a festal hymn which is also sung during Pentecost liturgy. Rejoice, O Queen, glory of mothers and virgins. No mouth, however sweet or fluent, is eloquent enough to praise you worthily. Every mind is overawed by your childbearing. Therefore, with one voice, we glorify you. The composer is Turchaninov in this live performance of the choir of the Leningrad Metropolitan Academy and Seminary.
Oh.
The communion hymn at Pentecost liturgy is taken from Psalm 143. Let your good spirit lead me on a level path. Alleluia. The following selection will be sung by the Ural Choir and is a setting by Chesnokov. The post-communion hymn beginning, "We have seen the true light," reappears during Pentecost liturgy as the Orthodox Church prepares to again enter the ordinary post-Paschal time, in that we truly have received the Heavenly Spirit with the Feast of Pentecost. This last hymn, composed by Kedroff, is sung by the choir of Saints Peter and Paul Church in Ben Lomond, California.
O God, save your people and bless your
to it.
You have been listening to Icons in Sound, The Beauty of Orthodox Liturgy. If you would like to receive information on how to obtain some of the recordings heard on this program, you may do so by calling 1-800-326-3132. That's 1-800-326-3132. And please ask for program number 17. This is your host, Marianne Sporsik. I hope you have a great day and that you will tune in again next week when we present another program of Icons in Sound.